An absolute blockbuster between the Broncos and the Roosters at Suncorp Stadium, a game you'll hear right here on Newstalk 4BC from 7 p.m. One man who I'm sure is looking forward to pitting himself against one of the best forward packs in the competition is Brisbane back rower Alex Glennon. He joins us now. Evening, Alex.
Hey, Kieran. How's it going?
Yeah, very well, mate. Very well. How's the team shaping? Obviously very excited after four wins in a row now, but this is a big test up against one of the benchmarks in the competition, the Roosters.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We had a great hit out today. It was our main session today. And, you know, the boys we're all full on confidence, which is a great thing leading into the big game. But like you said, we're coming up against a very big and dominant forward pack. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the challenge and it's going to be a great night.
I'm sure the coach, Wayne Bennett, despite the good form in the last 4 weeks and despite registering the maximum possible 8 points, has probably kept a lid on things around the group. Would I be right in saying that, Alex?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, Wayne's always, you know, telling us to stay humble and not get ahead of ourselves. So, you know, we're taking it week by week and just making sure that we're ticking off all the boxes throughout the week. Like I said, we had a solid hit out today and we got everything done and, you know, executed everything well. So, you know, we're in good form at the moment.
Because there have been some small errors in the game in the first 5 weeks, which you'd expect. No team comes out of a pre-season playing perfect football, but a little bit of drop ball and also some indiscipline. So good to still be getting the wins with those games and those elements of your game still being ironed out from the pre-season.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, we've had some great first half. Like the last couple of weeks, we've been playing some great footy in the first half and we sort of let go of our structure in the second half and it's allowed teams to get back in the game and we're just applying too much pressure against ourselves and that's one thing that we got to tighten up and make sure we don't do because you know, a team like the Roosters, they'll take all their opportunities as they can and you know, it's going to really hurt us if we do that. So we got to make sure that we complete our sets and keep control of our possession.
Alex, one of the pitfalls of your side, probably in the last two seasons prior to 2015, was losing games in the last 5 to 10 minutes. Broncos fans were often really excited only to be heartbroken, particularly at home with teams just seeming to run over the top at the end. But this year, at least so far in the first 5 rounds, you've managed to, when teams have worked their way back into it, go into a grind, get the 1%ers done, and get your team across the line across the 80 minutes whilst maintaining a lead. What do you put that down to, the difference maybe between what's happened in the first part of this year and what's happened in previous seasons?
I think it's just the tight-knit bond that we've developed. You know, majority of us have known each other for a long time, but, you know, we had a solid preseason and we all come together very strongly. And I think it's just the fact that, you know, it's instilled in us mentally that we don't want to let each other down. And like you said, the last couple years, we're sitting in the shed very disappointed that, you know, we let a close game get out of our grips. So, you know, it's taken, you know, some hard losses to actually sink in and get the feeling that we don't want that in the changing room no more. So it just comes down to the courage and determination to perform for the full 80 minutes and, you know, get the 2 points in the end. So it takes a lot of hard work, but if you do it together as a team, it's very rewarding at the end of the day.
We look ahead to Friday night's game. They are a big pack, as you mentioned. Quite scary, really. I don't know what they're eating down there at the Roosters, Alex, but they are big, big boys. And last time you came up against a pack of similar size was the opening round, and it was a tough loss against the Rabbitohs because they really beat you in the middle. And you can't read too much into those opening games of a season, but do you feel now, 5 weeks down the track, you're better prepared to come up against a pack the size of the Roosters?
Yeah, I feel we definitely are. You know, the first game, it's more like blowing the cobwebs out and getting familiar to each other. Although you've done pre-season, it's a bit different when you get into the game. But, you know, we're a couple of games in and we're hitting some form and, you know, everyone's learning the structure of how each other plays and we're out there playing for each other. So, like I said, I'm very excited to the challenge because Roosters are a big pack and they're playing some good footy even though they lost last weekend. I know they're just going to want to come out here and back up the performance and prove to their fans that they're going to play a tough game up at Suncorp. And everyone loves coming up to Suncorp. So we know we got a strong game on our hands.
They got great depth, which is one of the real aces up their sleeve for the Roosters. I mean, you look at their team for this weekend, they're missing Aiden Guerra, who's been brilliant, played some unbelievable football in the last 18 yep. months to go to higher honours. He's out with that fractured yep. jaw, and all of a sudden they welcome back Jared Weir-Hargreaves, who you are very familiar with, playing in that New Zealand team alongside of him. So when you can yep. lose a player of Aiden's quality but bring in a player of Jared's calibre, it's quite unbelievable the depth in their side.
Oh, you're exactly right, and that's a great thing to have in your team. You know, when you got some strong depth in a team like that, and like you said, they have lost a big player in Aiden, but you know, Jared coming back in, you know, playing a few games with him in the Kiwis, he's just so aggressive in that middle, and you know, he influences all the other boys out there to want to play their best as well. So I know he's gonna be fresh and ready to go this week, that's for sure.
Alex, heading into this season, there was an awful lot of pressure, I suppose, on Anthony Milford. An awful lot of news around his recruitment to the club. He was happy to be coming back to be closer to his family, but coming off the back of a brilliant season last year for Canberra, and many people expected him to be something almost straight away. He had a quiet start, but just in these last 2 or 3 weeks, we started to see him come out of his shell and back himself a little bit more. Are you seeing that, particularly playing on the same side of the field as him?
Yeah, definitely. I've noticed, you know, Milf has been really enjoying his footy the last couple of weeks, which is great to see, because you always play your best footy when you're having fun. And I guess all the pressure got to him early on, you know, in the first couple of games. You know, everyone had all these high expectations, and, you know, a lot would have been going through his head. But the last couple of weeks, you know, he's really just focused on playing his role in the team and not trying to, you know, bring the X factor to the team. He's just owning his role and playing off Benny Hunt. And, you know, that X factor's just started to come out in him naturally. And it's great to see, because, you know, playing alongside him, he's got so much talent, and he has so much to offer to our team. So to see him get his hands on the ball a lot more, you know, it benefits our team, and it's great to watch as a player.
And you seem to be reaping the benefits, as you say, playing alongside of him, because he's still young and there's still an awful lot of maturing for him to do as a footballer. But now he's starting to find that balance in his new position of 5'8". It's not always about breaking that line himself, but putting players such yeah. as yourself through those holes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, me and Milf have been working together since November, so, you know, we're starting to get you know, that work rate together and learning the structure of each other's play. And, you know, like you said, he's put me through some great holes. And, you know, I myself, you know, really enjoyed working with him. And when you get a player that, you know, has so much skill like that, it makes my job easier. And, you know, I know which holes I'm running through, and there's no confusion out on the field. And, you know, we just feed off each other's confidence and just work with one another, and, you know, it's starting to pay off for the team.
Good to have some big boys coming off the bench in that win over the Titans last week. Mitchell Dodds was unbelievable, scoring 2 tries for a prop forward, and Big Mitch Garbutt, I thought, was quite impressive in his first game for the club. The same side named for this weekend's game, and they'll be handy yep. coming off the bench, a bit of reinforcement against an imposing pack like the Roosters.
Yeah, definitely. Leading into a game against a big pack, you know, we want to make sure that we got some strike force in our interchange as well. And, you know, I thought those guys coming off the bench last week gave us a lot of impact. And that's what you want on your bench. You know, when they come on, they ramp up the intensity on the field and make a strong impact for us and uplift, you know, the players that's been on there for 20 or 30 minutes. So the same job's going to be required from those boys. And I know that they're willing to get out there and do the job for the team.
Alex, there was a couple of rumours around earlier in the week that we may see an early return from both Justin Hodges and Adam Blair for this game. They haven't been named in the team today, but there's still a possibility that Wayne might pull a Swifty just before kickoff and make them a late inclusion. But regardless of whether they play or not, in their absence, while you do miss their experience, it's good for those younger players to shoulder some responsibility and step up to the plate in those positions.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, it's always a hard thing to see, you know, your players get injured and miss a couple of weeks here and there, but that's football, and like you said, it's an opening door for the younger players to come out and show their worth to the coach. You know, it's a great opportunity for them boys, and you know Dale Copley coming back into the squad. You know, I know he's anxious out there to show his worth to the coach and prove that he should be in the starting side or in the 17 for the rest of the season. So, although it is hard to lose our players, and that, like you said, it's an open door for some youngsters to prove their worth to the coach.
Just on one of the experienced players that will turn out this weekend, Alex Sam Thaiday has been named in the starting side this week. He was named similarly in the starting side ahead of the Titans game and dropped back to the bench. He spoke earlier today after training at Red Hill and said he's enjoying it. It's prolonging his career, getting into the back end of his career is Sammy, and he's enjoying the rest on the bench. But a lot of people asking questions as to why he's playing on the bench. I suppose the fact he's had such good impact in those weeks he's come off the interchange means there's no reason to swap him back into the team. He's obviously doing a job for Wayne and one that Wayne wants him to do.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right there. You know, Sammy's got so much experience, and although he does deserve to be on that starting bench, you know, I think the last couple of weeks he's just brought so much impact to our team, and he's kept that momentum going in the first half, and he's added a lot to our team. And although a lot of the fans and also us players would love to see him starting, at this moment he's just making so much meters and a lot of impact coming off the bench that I think coach just wants to keep him there for now. It's the best thing for the team, and you know, Sam showing his character and you know, putting the team first, you know, that's just the person he is, and it's amazing to see him do that for the team, even though he knows he's in good form and deserves a starting spot.
Just finally, Alex, before we let you go, there were some ugly scenes out of a game last Friday evening. I know that you wouldn't have seen it because you guys were busy in preparation for the game against the Titans, but you've probably seen the wash-up from the Bulldogs-Rabbitohs game. You're a man who, despite your relatively young years, has now been in the game for plenty of time. It's not good to see match officials treated in an intimidating manner. And despite it being a passionate game and sometimes calls go against you on the field, it's important, isn't it, that we treat them with the respect that they deserve because they are an important part of the game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, I do feel for the refs. It's become one of the toughest jobs out there because there's so much pressure on them and, you know, and some of the calls they're making. And, you know, I feel for them, and you're exactly right. They don't deserve to be treated in the manner they of last week. I felt for those guys, and although there were some upset fans and stuff, at the end of the day, it's just a footy game, and they're out there trying to do their best. And sometimes, they do get calls wrong, and you know, it's just life. You know, everyone makes mistakes, and it's sad to see. You know, like, the way they were treated last week, and hopefully, you know, fans, you know, can look at that and you know, not lower ourselves to a degrading level like that again.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, Alex, it's going to be a brilliant game on Friday evening, a real test of where you guys are at. You've had four wins on the trot. Now come up against one of the benchmarks. Hopefully you can make it five in front of a massive crowd at Suncorp Stadium. Really appreciate your time on the program as always, Alex, and best of luck for Friday night.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.